This is Father David Celery with this week's focus, The Game Changer. Dear friends, Nicodemus was a man of the law. That's what it meant to be a Pharisee. Not that you were a lawyer, but that your sole purpose was to serve God by ever more scrupulous observation of intricate regulations governing every aspect of thought and behavior. There were rules for speech, for diet, for hygiene, for relationships, for work, for leisure, and most intricately, for worship. The chosen people lived by the Mosaic law, but that wasn't good enough for the Pharisees. You see, they sought God in ritual perfection. Then Jesus comes along and changes the game. You see, he preaches that love, not regulation, is how to keep God's score. Forgiveness, not retribution, is his passion. And for God's people from now on, things were going to be totally different. My friends, the good news of this gospel was not good news to Nicodemus. You see, he had invested a lifetime in ritual holiness, yet he's seen the power of Jesus. It obviously comes from God, and he can't dismiss Jesus as some crank. Christ is telling him that his world has changed, and that he can change with it. He must be born again to see the kingdom of God. Wait a minute. Nicodemus is thinking, what's this all about? How can a person already born be born all over again? It simply doesn't make sense to Nicodemus, and his mind snaps shut. But as John's gospel reveals later, Nicodemus did come to believe. He defended Jesus in the Sanhedrin and bravely went with Joseph of Arimathea to claim the crucified body of Christ. So it's safe to assume that at some point, and at some level, Nicodemus finally got it. He overcame his intellectual and legalistic objections. He received the grace to see Jesus for who and what he was. He understood that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth him shall not perish but have everlasting life. And so the mystery comes into focus. Through the creation of the Father, we're born of the flesh. Through the redemption of the Son, we're born again of the Holy Spirit. And as sure as oxygen and nutrition power our bodies, God's grace powers our souls. Cut off oxygen and nutrition, and our bodies perish. Cut off from God's grace, our souls perish. But Jesus tells us not to worry. God didn't send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. In him we're safe, we're saved, and he tells us all shall be well. But our salvation comes at a terrible price. As Jesus foretells, he will pay the price for us. The Son of Man will be lifted up on a cross for every sin that ever was or will be, so that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. The lyrical verse of John's gospel is magnificent, but it never pulls a punch for literary effect. Jesus lays it out straight for Nicodemus, his wannabe disciple, and for you and me too, his easily distracted friends. My friends, in this gospel, he tells us you may think you have all the answers, but chances are you're hung up with the wrong questions. He tells Nicodemus, you're more concerned with doing things right rather than doing the right things. You see, life is not about form, it's about function. And our function, our purpose, is to embrace God's love, to rejoice in it, to share it. Get that right, and you won't sweat the details. So why are we here? Where are we going? How will it end? Jesus not only has the answers to life's big questions, he's the answer. In the plainest of terms, he tells us, come follow me, be born again of water and the Holy Spirit, and it's all yours, the forgiveness of the penitent, the serenity of the grace, the joy of the beloved, the eternal life of the saved. My friends, Jesus has changed the game, and the Father, he's waving us home. This has been Father David Celery with this week's focus. To learn more, visit me at davidcelery.org. Or follow me on Facebook, iTunes, or Twitter. God love you.